Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So we've all had them. Halloween costumes that might have gotten us canceled in this day and age. I want you to think about it. I was watching the Wild game last night, and why, I have no idea, because boof. And in the crowd, I actually didn't see it, but then I saw it on my Twitter feed that there's somebody in the Wild crowd last night had the old ice costume on. Somebody was wearing the ice costume, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's...
That's just so inappropriate.
That's bad form.
If you're
thinking about going as an ICE agent tonight, might want to rethink that, okay? But it led me to think about costumes in the past that either myself or friends of mine have had that probably wouldn't fly today or would get you canceled. And... the only thing that came to mind, and I forgive me, this wasn't a Halloween costume, but my dear mother graduated from South St. Paul High School in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
She was a thespian, took part in the productions that they put on. Either her senior or junior year, I can't remember which one, she was in a production of The Miracle Worker, which is the Helen Keller story. And my mother played the housekeeper who... was black. And there's a picture of the production, you know, in the yearbook.
The
sports teams. Oh, what did the theater troupe do this year? There were photos from the production of A Miracle Worker. And there's a photo of my mom, Cheryl, at that time, Cheryl Linneman, sitting in front of the mirror backstage applying blackface before the production. Before you all call for Cheryl Carter to be, you know, canceled.
I mean,
can't do that today.
No.
In 1963, unfortunately, you could do that. And I remind my mom of that every once in a while. And yes, it's in the yearbook. I mean, they took a photo of it and put it in the yearbook. So,
but because it was acceptable. But oh my gosh, Cheryl Carter, absolutely canceled 100%.
Mom, she's so never going to be on the show again. We're cutting ties with Cheryl Carter.
That's it. Cheryl Carter, you're done. I can't believe it.
Not a Halloween costume, but certainly I think probably in the past people have applied some blackface for various costumes. Can't do that anymore. Just can't.
So we want to know
what
costume you have worn that would 100% get you canceled today. I mean, Cheryl Carter could never show her face again. Where did she graduate from?
South St. Paul High School.
I mean, she can barely go to the graduation. I mean, there are photos of this. Right. I just feel terrible.
Steve Simpson is here. I posed this question to Steve. Steve, did anything come to mind for you?
Well, no, but not for me, although I will say the cowboy and Indian thing,
yeah,
that can get a little dicey depending on how it's presented, what it looks like. You know, got to be a little careful of that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, as you were telling your story about your mother, again, in 1963, about 12 years ago, we had a guy I worked with who went to a Halloween party. And again, this was 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Came in. He was a huge wrestling fan. Came in, was thrilled with his costume, had pictures. Let me show you what I went as.
Yeah.
I don't remember who the wrestler was, but he wasn't the same race.
Oh, yeah.
He was in.
Oh, God.
He.
Yeah. The blackface.
Was in blackface.
He was in blackface.
12 years ago.
12 years ago, yeah.
And that was just like, I was like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
What are we doing?
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, what are we thinking?
That was the one that I just thought of that. I hadn't thought of him in a long time. But and he, again, otherwise, decent guy, but he just was like, he just seemed like numb to
him. Blind spot, right. Yep.
No, yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cowboy and Indian thing, I think, again, can... And again, I'm saying that in air quotes because that was what you did, right?
Sure.
You played Cowboys and Indians.
Yes,
of course.
So that's a whole different deal.
Right.
So
yeah.
that would be my nomination.
Thank you, Steve.
Over and out.
Yeah. Al is called in from Mora. Al, you got a costume that you would have got canceled with now?
Yeah, two things, though, real quick. When you were talking about the hockey, it reminded me when my wife and I first got married, the North Stars were still in town. We went to a hockey game, and somebody as a close to Halloween. Got to look so real. It was half of a hockey puck embedded in their forehead.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Down.
That's still acceptable, by the way. Fully acceptable. We're still good with that.
It was acceptable. It was really good. Here's the one that wasn't acceptable, that would not count. My brother-in-law used to live with us back. His mom and dad got divorced. Long story. Anyways, he was still in high school back in the early 80s, and we took a big barrel that I had down in the basement just for recycling cans, and it would fit over you. We cut holes in the arm so it fit over him upside down. We painted the whole barrel. I mean, it looked, God, I wish we had a picture of it. It looked exactly like an old Milwaukee beer can.
Yeah.
And he put it on, and he wore it to the high school. He wore it to the high school Halloween party. And they let him in and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think they let a beer can go today.
Probably not. Probably not. Although that is fully acceptable, though, at an adult party. But, yeah.
At an adult party. Yep. Yep. This was kids. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Al.
That's crazy.
Have a happy Halloween to you.
Did you have one, Adam? And are you going to out yourself? No, what Halloween costume would get you canceled today? Share it, friends. We want to hear it. We want to laugh. Yes, we'll judge, but then we'll all laugh.
Yes. I can't think of one that really crossed the line for me. I mean, okay, in college when I was at UMD, me and a couple of buddies went as sheiks, you know? Mm-hmm. Like Arabian sheiks.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's a good costume.
I mean, is it a good costume? Can you still get away with being a sheik? No,
you can't. Okay. I'm just saying, like, it's a fun costume because you just and a cheap one. Like, you have to wear, like, a long white sheet.
Correct.
You know, wrap something inappropriate, you know, and on your head. But I understand how, like, young kids would be like, oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Right. So that's absolutely. That's about it. What about you?
The only one I can think of is in college, we dressed up as, like, the Disney princesses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of us was Jasmine.
Okay.
And is that inappropriate now to be?
I don't think as long as you're not tinting your skin, I think you're okay.
We didn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? Okay. Because I thought maybe. Okay. Because Jasmine is supposed to be like an Arabian princess,
right.
And is that not allowed anymore? So that would be the only thing. Or I was probably the Little Mermaid, so I probably didn't cross the line because I'm pretty sure you can still do the Little Mermaid.
Yes, you could.
But
be
that was.
Little Mermaid.
I remember. Yeah, I remember being Sandy from Greece. You know, Olivia Newton-John
with the
poodle skirt. Yeah,
yeah,
that was fun.
Yep.
I don't really remember any other Raggedy Ann and Andy. I was once with a friend. Like, nothing major controversial.
No.
Maybe I'm just really boring.
Somebody texts in, ICE agents are American officials who enforce the law. It's a wonderful costume. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not.
It is not. It's just not. It's divisive.
No.
It's
it's
just not.
It's
and
not.
If you're blind it's to not. That, you're mm-hmm. that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Stop it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Stop it. Someone said, my friend went as Hitler one time in college. Very poor taste.
Yes.
Funny at the time, although we were stupid kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And as long as you know now, not funny.
Not funny.
Definitely
and
not funny.
I don't know. Funny at the time. I mean, I get it, and I appreciate you sharing, and, you know, you live and learn, but I don't, is there ever a time where, hey, I'm Hitler? I don't think so.
Right.
Back to the phone calls we go. Dustin in Minneapolis. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
This was many, many years ago. In a much younger life, I had short hair and glasses, kind of geeky looking. Still am, I guess. But anyway, at the time, everywhere I went, Harry Potter was huge. And so,
oh, sure.
You know, I just turned 21, and so every time I'd go out to a bar, I'd say, hey, Harry Potter, why don't you wizard me a beer, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that year, I went as Horny Potter. And so I dressed up. Yeah. I'll keep it PG.
Okay.
But I had, like, the robe and everything that you would expect, and then the identifier for the Horny Potter was a roommate of mine. She took one of her stockings, leggings that were flesh colored, which we stuffed, and that was the identifying piece for being the male.
That was the magic wand, yes.
And it was, we'll just say it was fully functional and would make your wishes come true if you came too close.
So, okay.
So I thought of that. It was a little too much. Not quite the same cringe that you guys are talking about, but that was first time that came to my mind.
And you know, for adult costume parties, that's acceptable. I'm sorry, it is. And like,
yeah, absolutely, that is.
And it's creative and Horny Potter.
Yes,
I'm
okay with that. I'm not offended by that in any way, shape, or form. I am totally fine with that. That's for sure. David, do you have an inappropriate one?
Now that you mention it. I was hoping you wouldn't ask. No, I do, and it's it's crazy to look back at things like this because I dressed up. This is 15 plus years ago. Mm-hmm. I dressed up as the card game Uno, which consisted of me wearing a mildly racist Mexican costume and then Uno cards taped to my shirt. And I remember it's so vivid that at the time I never crossed my mind that that was insensitive. And I went to multiple parties and nobody, like, it wasn't a thing. It was totally fine. And then I think within 2 years, I looked back at that costume. I go, wow, I can't believe I did that. That was not okay. And now I look back at a photo, you're like, boy, you just can't do that anymore. But at the time, you know, 15, 20 years ago, yeah, I put a sombrero on. I'm Uno. It's totally fine. So
let's take a break before we get too behind. Lots of texts coming in, including people pushing back, and we'll explain why. But yes, Halloween costumes you've had that may have gotten you canceled today. 651-461-9226. Somebody says,
what? Go ahead.
Oh, it's just, we're talking about Halloween costumes would get you canceled today, and we were talking about the blackface. And somebody says, it's the same thing as going as a drag queen. No, it's not. If you don't know the history of why blackface, and another person texts, what if a white or a black person has a white face for their costume? Not the same thing. If you don't know the history of blackface, and it's deeply offensive and rooted in mockery of black people, that's what it is. It's not simply, I'm getting in a costume as a black person. No, there's a history of mockery there. It's not the same thing, and it's offensive.
That's it. And also, if you don't think that, how about you just trust us on this one?
Yeah, right.
Just you know, it's okay that you think something different, but trust us on this one so you don't get yourself in trouble or get yourself fired or get yourself canceled.
Yeah.
You just can't do that anymore, okay? So that's just, that's it.
Gabriel is called in from Woodbury. Hi, Gabriel.
Hey, how's it going? And can confirm as a colored person, yes, blackface is very hurtful and racist.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now to preface my story, my wife is super Polish from Poland, and we adopted this little cute white girl from Oklahoma. She wanted to surprise me with her coming down the stairs because they planned their whole costume. And I opened my eyes, and here she comes dressed as a Native American. And I was like, oh, no, we have to switch that right away.
Yep.
So, yeah. But I put no fault on my wife because she didn't grow up with the history taught in class all the time. So, yeah.
That's a good point.
She grew up in Poland, so she had no clue. I'm like, oh, I get what happened here.
My God. Of course, that's a good point. They don't understand the history, so they wouldn't, she wouldn't know that's offensive. That makes perfect sense. Oh my gosh. Thank you for sharing, Gabriel. Hey, what is everybody going as this year, Gabriel?
This year she is going to be Jack Skellington. So, and other kids, I don't know what they're, Salt and Pepper. Very, very thoughtful.
Nice and safe. Yeah, thank you, Gabriel.
Okay, I had to Google Jack Skellington. Yeah, that's a Nightmare Before Christmas costume. She's like a, you know, a skeleton. Cute. It's cute, though.
50 years ago, all my right. daughter went as Aunt Jemima with the black face and scarf wrapped around her head. Yes, yeah. Can't do that again. Yeah.
Even Aunt Jemima can't do it. Like, she's not even, right? Is that, she's not even on the logo anymore, is she?
No. No, they've removed
right.
her.
They've
from the
changed
logo.
That.
Right.
Can't do that. So, what Halloween costume did you do, or your kids, or whomever, that would get you canceled today? Do we have more calls on the line? Because we can get to these texts. They're pretty great.
Get to the texts. Read us some texts.
Okay. In 92, my wife was 8 months pregnant with our first child, and she dressed up as a pregnant nun. Okay. I mean, I think, is that?
That's
I mean,
still
as long
okay,
as she's Christian, I think she's okay.
Even if you're not. I don't know. Like, again, and we can all debate, and people are debating whether or not costumes we find offensive are offensive to them. I think the pregnant nun is still okay. But I'm not the I guess I don't make the rules, so.
All right. How about this one? Guys, as 1 year I went as the Octomom with 8 little ghosts attached to my waist. I probably wouldn't do that today.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. That was
What's
a pretty
the history?
Funny. That well, was a bizarre story. Don't you remember the Octomom?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She had like 8 kids, and then she kept having kids. I think her husband left her, or she didn't have a husband, and she just kept having like in vitro fertilization to have kids. And it was just,
oh, okay.
I have to Google it. Hold on. Now I got to freaking Google Octomom just so I get it right. Cause it was a weird, and I think there was a, like she did her own show. It was just really weird and sad. Oh, no. I think she was in vitro fertilized with 8 kids. That's right. Nadia Suleiman having octuplets. That's what it was. She gave birth to 8 kids through in vitro fertilization. And she was sort of like the first influencer because there was a show that showed her like lining
oh, yeah.
up
I remember
all
that.
Of the
yeah.
8 kids. And it was just Nadia Suleiman. I wonder where she is now. Okay, I'll do that. I will do that deep dive during the commercial, but let's get back to the task at hand, which is what is the costume you dressed up in for Halloween that would get you canceled today? Someone says at the height of the Catholic priest scandal, a coworker came to work in Halloween dressed as a priest carrying a Cabbage Patch doll. Oh, my God. Mm. And announced, I'm a pedophile priest.
Yeah.
Even
see,
at the time.
Okay. See, right
stunned.
There is the difference where the reason he cannot do that is because of the history and the context. Whereas the pregnant nun, like, that's funny because there's not like a tragedy associated to it.
Yep.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Can't do that.
Well, how about this? While in college, somebody showed up to a party dressed as Osama bin Laden. The year was 2001. Did not go over well.
Oh, no. You can't do that. See? Offensive. I get, maybe we're sensitive, but my goodness. My brother was born in 1961. I'm pretty sure he went as a hobo for about 10 years of his life. It seems pretty insensitive now. But is it?
I don't know. I mean, that was one where, like, as a kid, if you didn't have a costume and you or your parents said, we're not spending money on a costume, here, they rub dirt on your face, they give you some ratty clothes, and you get the stick with the...
You get the... Right! You know, with the bandana tied to
you're
it.
You're a hobo. Maybe the word hobo is... Yeah, I don't know. Like, can you go to Halloween as an unhoused person?
I still think you can. I got to be honest. I still think you can.
Oh, boy. I think you cannot.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
then I'm wrong
I think
here.
Because, to me, because of particularly the recent rise and controversy over unhoused people in this country, I think that.
Really?
I think that crosses the line. I do.
Okay. People are going to have to chime in on this one because I don't. don't know. Okay, I will. I'll defer to you, David. You're younger. You know more.
And people are pushing back on the pregnant nun. I can't believe the hypocrisy. I understand the talk about blackface being offensive. However, you can't understand why dressing up as a pregnant nun is not offensive to Catholics. Unbelievable.
Okay, is it? If you say that it is, then I will, you know, absolutely find that offensive too. I always leave the offense up to the aggrieved party.
Yes.
You know, so I would leave it up to the Catholics to tell me if that is offensive. I would leave it up to the Native Americans to, you know, that kind of thing. So then I'm wrong. And thank you for the education. You know, try not to be like ridiculous with your fake outrage that people might have a different viewpoint. But if you are a Catholic and you feel like that's offensive, thank you for telling us.
Had a friend.
Lots of kids. Oh, sorry.
Had a friend who strapped a sex toy over his underwear and wore a raincoat over it. He went as a flasher. See, that's okay.
I think that's funny.
Again, adult party, not around kids, but adult party.
Of course. Right. Lots of kids in the 80s and 90s went as Michael Jackson. Lots of white gloves. Can you go as a non-white singer today? I think you can, but you just can't do the blackface.
Can't do the blackface. Yeah.
Right. You can go as Michael Jackson with the sparkly glove and the shoes and the suit. You can do that, but you can't do the blackface. Let's see. Yep, I forgot. A couple of times my mom helped me be a gypsy for a couple of years. She used cocoa powder on my skin.
Yeah.
Not total blackface because gypsies weren't black. That's true. But again, you any kind of discoloration of the skin, we're going to say hard pass.
Yeah.
Just forget that kind of makeup. Unless you're going as Kiss, then you can wear full makeup. But other than that, do not darken your face.
Somebody says 1 year Bill Clinton with a cigar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
That's fine. Yeah.
In 1982, I was a box of Tylenol back when they were being laced with cyanide. I thought it was brilliant, but I guess it was probably inappropriate. I don't know. I think that's timely and kind of funny. I mean, not funny that we had the Tylenol scandal and it was laced with cyanide and people died. But, oh, this one. I went as Buckwheat. Ran around the Halloween party saying what Buckwheat would say.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy had a popular Buckwheat character at the time. I get it. It's what you did at the time, but that's what we're talking about. What would have gotten you what would get you canceled today?
Yeah.
That you did 30 years ago.
And if you feel, you know what? Hey, and if you feel that it's not offensive and you don't think, like, that's fine. It's do what you do, but you can expect some pushback if you do it. That's where we'll leave it. All right, 9:32. Stories in the news here with SNAP benefits running out tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
What are local companies and even some national companies doing to pitch in? And it should make us feel good about where we're at as human beings. We'll get to that after traffic and weather next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
SNAP benefits stop tomorrow, and everybody except our lawmakers are worried about this. So there are local and national efforts to ease the pain, and we just want to give a shout out
absolutely
to all of the humans, that the business owners, the neighbors, the good neighbors, the caring and compassionate businesses and business owners that are offering free food to our neighbors, because that's what it is. 440,000 people in Minnesota who receive federal SNAP and other food benefits will not as of tomorrow. And by the way, 150,000 of those are children. I know Governor Walz tried to, you know, cut and paste with $400 million to help food shelves, but we were supposed to get $73 million.
I think it was only $4
million. Is that what I said?
You said $400 million.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
I'm getting my numbers confused. Thank you for correcting me. So Governor Walz gave $4 million to help stock food shelves in November, but we were supposed to get $73 million from the federal government. And obviously, due to the incompetence and the impotence of our legislature, that is, or the willful hate for the American people, that is also not happening. So who is saving the day? It's the people. It's the brass rail in Grandy, Minnesota, and they're saying, we will help you or connect you with somebody you can if you walk into the Brass Rail. Roasted chicken is their specialty. At the Buzz Coffee Cafe in Burnsville, they're hosting a free community chili night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, November 4th. Free, I said, friends, free. In other places, if you show your SNAP benefit card or you show your portal, like at Cabina Coffee in Pine City starting November 1st, any grilled cheese sandwich ordered by a child age 17 and under will get it for free. It comes with chips and a pickle, and that will happen every day until the SNAP benefits are restored. And we just wanted to shout out the local businesses and companies that are helping. So there's Duluth's Best Bread. Mm-hmm. From November 4th until SNAP is restored, children under 12 can get a free day-old bread pastry for anyone or for the kids who need it on SNAP. The East Side Market in St. Paul, you provide the SNAP EBT card, you can get $50 of free groceries.
Yeah.
So I just want to And keep them coming. If you know or are a business in Minnesota that is being part of the solution, 651-461-9226. We want to hear what you're doing. We want to hear your neighborhood coffee shop, how they're helping, so we can spread the word.
I got a couple more here. Forgive me if you've mentioned these already. Heights Pizza Man, Columbia Heights, Fridley, New Brighton, Northeast Minneapolis. Slices, salads, cheese bread for free to those in need. No questions asked. You mentioned Duluth Best Bread. Lock and Dam Eatery in Hastings. Did you mention that one?
I did not.
Free Meals Tuesdays, kids menu for kids, pasta for adults with SNAP with ID.
Amazing.
Randy's Gluten-Free in Oakdale. Free pizzas for kids with celiac, wheat sensitivity. Shakopee Bowl, kids. Did you read that one? I'm sorry.
I did not.
Oh,
I did not.
Free kids hamburger meals starting November 1st. The Hope Breakfast Bar, I think you mentioned that one.
I didn't.
Oh,
Hope, keep going.
Hope
I
Breakfast
didn't.
Bar, free pancakes for families 7 to 9 a.m. starting on November 3rd. The Nook and Shamrocks, great St. Paul businesses. The Runyons there, free kids meals Monday through Wednesday beginning November 1st. Bring your SNAP card, photo ID.
The Egg Roll Queen in Little Canada, every Wednesday and Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. until SNAP benefits are restored. Families and individuals can pick up a free hot meal. We're talking fried rice, pork stir-fry, chicken dumplings from its kitchen, 3 to 8 every Wednesday and Friday, the Egg Roll Queen in Little Canada. I think we got the ones, at least. I know that Axios? Axios Bring Me the News compiled a list. Literally, Google, list of places in Minnesota offering free food to SNAP recipients.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find some. But maybe you are a cafe owner or a restaurant owner that's listening right now that wants to jump in. Call us. We promise free publicity if you are helping our neighbors stay healthy and fed through the incompetence of our government and their willingness to allow people to go hungry because they don't know how to do their jobs. So we have to count on the kindness of strangers, kindness of our neighbors. And I'm so heartened also, Adam, that people are doing this.
Right.
Because the margins in restaurants are so thin.
And this has, there's no political connection to this. These are just businesses who are helping people out who are in need. And of course, we know it's good publicity for the business, but you know what? Mm-hmm. They're doing something good, and we should be willing to go to those businesses and say thank you very much. That's the idea here. Also, a good reminder for us too. I heard Vanita talking about this week about how buying some food for a food shelf, or if nothing else, writing a check or making a donation to a food shelf in your area. That should be something that we all should be thinking about and usually doing, with some regularity. But if nothing else, this is a good reminder of the time to make that happen and do that.
Mm-hmm. Amazon says it's delivered more than 60 million meals from food banks and will keep providing free delivery through partners through 2008. I mean, I'm so glad to hear that people are stepping up. HEB, which is a huge grocery chain in Texas, $5 million to Texas food banks, plus $1 million for Meals on Wheels. Albertsons, that's a big grocery chain down south, that lives in Florida, fast-tracking $13 million holiday gift cards to community food banks. People are stepping up, and large corporations are stepping up. Instacart is offering 50% off grocery orders up to $50 for active SNAP users. Now, remember, scammers, this is for active SNAP users. This is the kindness of businesses helping people in our community that really need it. If you don't need it, don't use it. Don't scam it. Don't try to get a deal. Leave it for the people who really need it, because people are struggling right now.
Texter says, hey, guys, how can we normal people help beside cash or food donation? Can we volunteer time somewhere? That's a great question. And I would absolutely. Call Second Harvest Heartland. Call Union Gospel Mission. Call your local food shelf and say, hey, do you need bodies? Do you need, whether it's, working at the actual physical location, do you need me? I have a vehicle. Can I pick something up, bring something somewhere? And they might not need your help, but at least you made the offer.
I did some work with organizations like this when I used to work at a church, and I can tell you for a fact, like the closest food shelf to my house, if you call them or walk in and say, hey, I'd like to help, They'll tell you the six different ways you can help this week. Delivering Meals on Wheels, working in the warehouse, volunteering at the front desk. Like, there are opportunities for you. And that's where I would start. Like, find the closest one to your house and walk in the door and say, how can I help today? And there's an answer for that. And it's food, it's dollars, and it's volunteer hours. All that is helpful.
But also, it's the dollars. You know, when we do our Union Gospel Mission Radiothon and we do our Second Harvest Radiothon, you know, we say the gift of $3, like, it's only $3 to us. That's like half a coffee. But if $3 at Second Harvest is like three full meals, you know, they can make it go further. So I know that, you know, maybe Vanita was talking about going to buy groceries.
Yep.
And give them. But honestly, I think if we just gave money,
yep,
instead of buying the groceries, give the money you were going to buy the groceries and give that to the food banks and Second Harvest, they can do more with our money than right. we can yeah. buying, spending retail. So I'm so glad that people are willing to help. And this does restore some of my faith in humanity.
It should. And I you know, we're getting texts about who to blame on this. That we're not interested in that right now.
Whatever.
We can talk about Whatever. That every single day while the shutdown happens. This is about honoring and tipping our cap to people who are helping
yes.
and finding Thank out you. Other ways. And again, all show long, if you know of a business mm-hmm. or if you're a business owner that's doing something to help, by all means, use our airwaves to let us know. 651-461-9226. Use that voice messaging system on the Odyssey app. If you have a business you know of, let us know and we'll play that. We're going to take a break right now. Our buddy Andy Lindis is going to join us next because with news of Minnesota Rusco shutting down suddenly and people who've paid thousands of dollars now not getting work done, it's a very important reminder over ensuring how you can prevent that from happening to you. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction will join us after the break on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Just got a message from my friend Eric, who is the owner of Mini Leaf. And he says, Jor, tonight we're going to be at the MGM in Chaska and canvassing Prior Lake tonight. If listeners want to stop by and say hi, check out those Sleep Night gummies from 3 to 6. They're going to be at the MGM. It's a liquor store in Chaska. And you guys can visit with Eric, get your questions answered, and just go there. He will sure give you samples of those Sleep Night gummies, or maybe I'll have the Triple Diamond Pain Cream. You can try it right there, and you can see how it works. Again, that's the MGM in Chaska from 3 to 6. Eric and Lacey are probably going to be there with some products for you. Go and talk to them. I love the Mini Leaf products. I use the Triple Diamond Pain Cream, and I give away those Sleep Night gummies because I don't need them anymore. If you're looking for the products to order, minileaf.com, MINNELEAF.com. Tell them Jordana sent you.
You know, reading the articles, by the way, of Minnesota Rusco closing down, including a guy who had paid $48,000 for work to be done that was supposed to start this week, and suddenly Minnesota Rusco closed its doors. Minnesota Rusco, by the way, a local company for many years, but it was obtained by a private equity firm a couple years ago and then just gutted. And I feel bad for those people who probably trusted that company, think, well, it's a local company, I've heard their ads. And it raises a lot of alarms. We thought we'd bring in Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, a great partner of ours here on WCCO Radio, who joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Andy, thanks for joining us. And I know this isn't a segment to, you know, dance on the graves of Minnesota Rusco. But, and of course, you'd love people to use Lindis Construction. But tell us about, for people listening who hear that story about what happened with Minnesota Rusco, thinking they're trusting, having a local company that they can trust, just what should homeowners and others who want this kind of work done be aware of in this day and age?
Yeah, you know, I definitely don't want to dance on the grave of Minnesota Rusco. I mean, it was a Minnesota company that's been around for 70 years and had a lot of really good people that work there. You don't last that long without doing some pretty awesome projects. And, you know, they just went down, and I understand the temptation with looking at this as private equity. I mean, almost daily we have these different groups reaching out to me or my brothers, and, you know, they all paint a picture that nothing's going to change. They're going to keep the brand. But when things go sideways, it's not that hard for, you know, a company with over, you know, $10 trillion under assets to make a decision that's like the equivalent of you and I making a $250 decision.
Right.
When you do the math, and that's a scary part. And you're seeing it where I had customers call me the last 2 days, Adam, asking if we're still a family owned and operated company. And so it's been that much of a news story, you guys, that it's really started to open our eyes and how we talk to people. And then, and there's, you know, dozens of different industries have gone under this type of road as far as succession planning, with private equity being a big part of it, in both in the home services industry and a variety of other ones. And I think as we do business with people, we can do things. And when you search these companies out, unless you ask the search engines things like, are they under XYZ brand with private equity? You know, usually then you're going to be able to come to some type of conclusions. And if you look at their websites, usually it'll talk about a different type of ownership. And it's unfortunate, you know, corporate America makes decisions different than mom and pop shops do. And you just might want to look at that before you go into business. For you guys and me, I'm guessing, like, my home's my biggest investment. And I'm reading these stories of how long people had to save up to do a $30,000 project. And now they're out the $14,000 down payment or $5,000 down payment, whatever it may be. And the nice part about Minnesota, there's a fund, and it's up to $550,000, I believe, per contractor, up to $100,000 per claim, that if you go through the Department of Labor, if you have some of those down payments out there, you can start that process. But it is a limited fund per contractor. So if there's that many, there's more than $550,000 of down payments, and I've heard numbers like, you know, $15 million in backlog, that's a scary thing, and not to mention all the warranties and stuff that were left out there. But if we do some more due diligence and look with the Secretary of State, a lot of times their website will tell you who the ownership of the groups are. As we make these purchases, I think it's you know, we didn't have to think about this at least in my industry a decade ago. Yeah. But now it's something to keep in mind. And you know, I have a 1.5-year-old grandson, and things go well enough for us, Adam. I'm hoping that
he takes it over someday, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The decisions I make every day are so he's not dealing with a bunch of bad decisions I made 30 years prior to him being part of the company. And that is something that I know I had the benefit of from my mom and dad and with my brothers. And it's probably the most important part of my job. I spend more of my time researching manufacturers and building materials. And we employ some of the best craftsmen in the world, I believe, to do the work. And to be lumped into the same group as corporate America is really upsetting, and how lack of transparency that private equity has in all types of industry is upsetting. And I think it's up to the consumer, unfortunately, to do a little bit more research on the companies you buy, because there's no real regulation to make that known out there. And that part bugs me.
Andy, thank you again for joining us. And of course, we want everybody to use Lindis Construction, but my heart really goes out to the people who put down payments at Minnesota Rusco. You know, that company's also been around for a little while. It has celebrity endorsers, you know, on TV and what have you. And I have such a pit in my stomach for people that did put down like $48,000 or $10,000 or whatever it was. You said there is a little bit of a fund, you know, that's not going to cover everybody. But also, wasn't it irresponsible for Minnesota Rusco to be taking these people's money? I'm sure the private equity firm saw the numbers going down. And could there be either a criminal or a civil lawsuit that will get people back their money? I mean, didn't it have to have insurance and for something like this to happen?
You would think that there would be some type of recourse. And, you know, I've seen some things where the attorney general is looking into this. And I can't stress that. I'm guessing, you know, the people at Minnesota Rusco entered a partnership. And by all accounts, the old owners are heartbroken over this and were as shocked as anyone with the rug being pulled out from underneath.
Yes.
And it really isn't. It's the private equity group that, you know, even if there's $2 million in down payments out there, I got to think that a $10 trillion company would be okay, you know, refunding those down payments.
I hope so.
And doing that before they just went dark. That's the part that is unnerving. I just don't think this was as well thought out of a exit plan as it could be, and how that wouldn't even cross my mind. It's unfathomable to me to leave people. I just know, like, my customers work really, really hard to save up $40,000 to improve their home.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't be taken lightly by any stretch of the imagination.
Andy, we got about 30 seconds left. Can, if I'm calling any business, can I ask them flat out, say, are you owned by a private equity firm? By law, do they have to tell me that?
I'm not sure if by law they have to tell you. I think as you look at the ownership, but I know that we've had no less than 5 people in the last 48 hours reach out and ask that exact question. And my niece, who answered the phone on one of them, said, yes, my family still owns the company and will always own the company.
Andy, thanks for the time, as always, sir. Good luck hunting, by the way.
Yeah, you as well, Adam. Yep. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Jordana. Have a good day. Bye.
You got it, Andy.
Andy
Thank
Lindis.
You.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.